Hello, and welcome to episode 202 of the Fitness Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Kim Schlag. On today's episode, we are talking about two weight loss cheat codes. These are things that if you choose to do them, you choose to take this adventure, you're going to have an easier time and a more effective time losing weight. Now, I want you to hang on all the way to the end because I throw in a bonus cheat code, and it's actually the ultimate cheat code. On to the episode. Hello, hello, friend. Today, we are going to be talking about two things that you think are hard that will actually make your life easier in a weight loss phase. I just realized that I am wearing a puffer vest, and it's going to make this scratchy sound throughout the whole entire podcast. I'll take it off. So give me a second to get my puffer off here. All right, so we're going to be talking about hard things that make your life easier. What can you think of that falls into that category? Like outside of fitness, like I'm going to talk about a couple of things that are going to make weight loss easier. But when you think in your life about things that you do on a daily basis or a recurring basis that are kind of hard up front, but they make your life easier, what comes to mind? Here are a few that came like immediately right to mind for me. Number one, putting my laundry away right after it's done in the dryer. That's kind of hard, right? To catch it there. I'm busy. I just got other stuff I want to do. Why is laundry so annoying? I don't know. Washing it, not that hard. Putting it in the dryer, fine. But the actual folding of it, it feels really hard. But when I do it and put it away right away, my life is so much easier later because there's not piles. Things don't need to be, heaven forbid, ironed. So that's one thing. Another is washing my face and doing the rest of my nighttime routine right after dinner. When I do this, my night goes so much smoother, and I'm actually way more likely to do the whole skincare routine than if I wait till late at night. Decluttering. This is another one. It takes time and energy up front, but boy, does it make it easier to keep a room clean if there's just less stuff in it. We've lived in our current house for about 12 years now. We have gathered a lot of stuff in that time, like a lot. Like my kid's childhood was here. We have closets and closets full of stuff that over time, I just need to go through and declutter. Now, our bedroom, my husband and I, our bedroom, it's big. And it has like this back sitting room area that's almost like, it's almost like a whole other room back there. And we've just accumulated so much clutter in our bedroom. Not too long ago, we did this massive declutter. We were getting new carpet, we were painting, and so we were decluttering, and it was a lot of work. We had to go through so much stuff, but now the room is always clean. It's relaxing when I walk in there. There aren't piles of things. There's not just random objects. So it's easy to keep it clean now. It's not hard to keep it clean. There's just not that much stuff. And then one other thing, just general life thing that I really want to do, I don't do this consistently, but it definitely makes my life easier, is when I make my bed soon after I get out of it, right? Do you agree with me that? Like if you make your bed soon after you get out of it, it just makes the rest of the day easier. You walk into your room, oh, the bed's tidy. It's not like hanging over your head. Not none of these things that I just mentioned, these like lifestyle things, feels easy in the moment. Like I'd rather go sit on the sofa and pet the dogs after dinner than go upstairs and wash my face and take my nighttime meds. I'd rather read a book or embroider on a Saturday afternoon than declutter a few drawers. But when I do these things, my life gets easier. I don't miss important medications because I was too sleepy to remember them at 11:30 p.m. I don't spend more time hunting for the socks I actually want because all the stuff I didn't use was in the way, right? Because now it's gone. Now, the two behaviors I'm going to suggest today are like this. They're just like the things we've just talked about in terms of we might feel like, I don't wanna when the time comes to actually do them. But when you do them successfully, you will save time and effort and be more successful in the long run. Okay? So here are the two weight loss cheat codes. Number one, weighing your food with a food scale. And number two, meal/ingredient prepping. Let's look at each of these one at a time. So the first one, weigh your food with a food scale. I know, it seems like a pain. Keep in mind what we just discussed about a bit more time and effort up front saving you time and effort in the long run. Let me ask you this. How much time have you wasted trying to lose weight and not succeeding? How many months or years have passed while you get no closer to your goal of losing the 20, 30, 50, 100 plus pounds? Weighing your food, it's not a magic pill. I'm not going to tell you it is, but ma'am, it's pretty dang close. Research shows us that even registered dietitians, okay, nutrition is their literal field of expertise. Even dietitians are not good at estimating how much they're eating. So the chances that your eyeballing is accurate? Not likely. Not likely, my friend. Now, there are ways to make weighing your food easier. Let's talk about a couple. Number one, don't weigh your leafy greens. Too much romaine? Not the answer to why you're not losing weight, okay? Extra spinach? Not the culprit. So go ahead, estimate your heart out with the leafy greens. Number two, if it's a single serve item with a barcode that you're eating, just scan it. No weighing. I've seen people online like taking these kind of things and weighing them to see if they're exactly right. Don't do that. That complicates this whole process. Your protein bar, your Yasso ice cream bar, your single serve bag of Smart Pop, just scan it. Number three, ways to make weighing your food easier. Leave your food scale out on your counter for easy access. Now, I am a person who likes to have clear counters. We got a new kitchen designed a couple years ago, and I was adamant about the fact that I wanted clear counters. Like, we did the whole thing where you build a little garage for the toaster and the KitchenAid. Like, they have their own little garage. It's really cute. So I want those things away. And so I'm solid team. Let's not leave all the appliances out. But in this case, if weight loss is your goal, it's going to be way easier for you to weigh everything if it's just sitting right there. Just leave your little food scale out on the counter for this period of time. Easy access. Fourth way to make weighing your food easier. Have fewer eating occurrences. Having dedicated meals and snacks versus grazing throughout the day means you're only weighing things 3, 4, or 5 times throughout the day. Once for each meal, and then, you know, a max of 2 snacks. That doesn't seem like much now, does it? Like, if you have 3 meals and a snack, it's only 4 times a day you're weighing things. And an important side note here, eliminating grazing is also an incredible strategy to make weight loss easier. So you're killing 2 birds with 1 stone with this one. Have fewer eating occurrences. Fifth way to make weighing your food easier. When it comes to actually using the scale, use that tear button. Your scale will say tear, and that zeroes it out between items. So if I like take my salad plate with my lettuce already on it, I put it on my food scale, I add some sunflower seeds, go ahead and I record that weight into my tracking app on my log, and then I press that tear button, then I can just, you know, I can add my shredded carrots on top. I can record that weight in grams on my tracking app. Tear that button out, add my feta cheese, record that amount in grams on my tracking app, tear it out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, for however many toppings I'm putting on there. It takes seconds longer than if I just added those things to the plate itself. Like, think about that in your mind. If I have the plate sitting on the counter and I'm adding my sunflower seeds, I'm adding my carrots, I'm adding my feta, and I'm guessing how much I'm eating, how much longer does it actually take for me to have that item sitting on my scale and just pressing that tear button in between and then the weigh button? We're talking literal seconds longer. 3, 4 seconds longer, and you're getting accuracy. You're getting accuracy in turn for those 3, 4 seconds extra. Okay? You might make this out in your brain that this is a big process and that it's way harder and it takes way longer than it does. It really doesn't, especially if you do it this way. If you have multiple items you're adding on, keep it on the scale and just tear it out. And then number six, alternatively, another way you can use your scale, which works really well, is you can place the item that you want to weigh on the scale, tear it out so it says zero, and then take the amount out that you want. And the scale is going to read to you in negative numbers how much you've taken out. So I do this a lot with my Greek yogurt. So I'll put my container of Faye up on the scale, tear it out. So now it says zero, and I'll start scooping out how much I want, and it's going to show up as a negative gram. So it'll be like negative 100 grams, negative 120 grams. And the good thing about this is it's counting how much is on my spoon too. So I can just go ahead and lick my spoon, and I know it's already been accounted for. I use this method a lot for yogurt, cottage cheese, peanut butter, those kinds of things. I put the container itself on the scale and then scoop it out, and you take the negative amount and put that in grams. Bottom line, weighing your food does not take near as much time as you're building it up in your mind that it does. And it can be the thing that makes the difference between you getting results and you not getting results. Now, you might have a couple of objections that are coming up in your mind as you hear me talking about using the food scale, and I want to talk through these. Perhaps one objection you're thinking is, isn't this obsessive? Isn't this disordered? And I'm going to be real with you. It can be. Just like you can exercise to the point that it's obsessive and not healthy. Like you could, you know, it can, you could be a person who is meticulous with organizing your cupboards and it's not a problem. You could also be a person who's compulsive about organizing your cupboards, in which case it is a problem. You know, if you're out there alphabetizing your soups and getting really angsty and angry when someone gets them out of order, that could be a definite problem, which is not the same at all as someone who just likes to tidy their cupboards at the end of each day to start their day fresh each day and keep them ordered, right? It's a matter of degree. If you have a history of disordered eating, using the scale to weigh your food might not be the tool for you. If you do not have a history of disordered eating, I would not make the leap in your brain to assume that you are going to take this too far and you're going to make it something unhealthy. Try it. Pay attention to how you're feeling, how you're behaving. If it seems off, if there's any question that what you're doing is tipping towards disordered, stop. Talk to someone about it. The reality is we have an obesity epidemic in the United States. You are far more likely to be in danger from that than from weighing your food for a few months. Remember, this is not a new permanent lifestyle where you weigh everything for the rest of your life. This is a short-term tool to build awareness, learn portion sizes, and help you create an accurate deficit. Okay, objection number two that might be bouncing around in your head right now is, I don't want my kids to see me weighing my food. I want you to know that there are healthy ways of discussing weight loss nutrition habits with your children, including weighing your food. Here are some examples of things you could say. Oh, I'm weighing my food to make sure I get enough protein. Or I'm weighing my food to make sure I'm giving my body enough energy for all the things I have planned today. You do not need to mention weight loss. You don't have to frame it as I can only eat blah, 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 or I can't eat more than blah, blah, blah. Talk in terms of getting enough of the things your body needs, protein, energy, vitamins, and minerals. This mindset shift can aid you as well as those to whom you are speaking. Okay, so that's weight loss cheat code number one. Let's talk about weight loss cheat code number two, which is meal prepping / ingredient prepping. What does that phrase conjure up in your mind? When you think about meal prep, what do you think? Do you think about like a big dude in like his stringer tank top with his matching Tupperware containers filled with plain chicken and rice and broccoli? Like it can be that. It can be, but it doesn't have to be that. I have personally used so many other different variations of meal prep. My Fitter After 40 members have successfully used so many different variations of meal prep. Here are a few that we have found successful, and I bet you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Suggestion number one, when you are cooking a meal, make double. Just make double and freeze the second meal for another day or pop it in the fridge for a meal later in the week or split it up for lunches later in the week. You could do this like in one big container or you could do it in individual portion sizes. How much extra effort or time does it really take to make twice as much? You know, throw twice as much chicken on the grill. Twice as much. It's not that much effort. And I want you to compare that effort to the value having an extra meal or meals can add in helping you eat in a deficit. Like the return on your effort there is just so high. Second idea, do a weekly protein prep, a weekly vegetable prep, or both. So on a Saturday or Sunday or whatever day is your weekend, prep ingredients, not full meals. You could put some chicken in the crock pot and shred it and use it throughout the week on salads for lunches. You could chop up all of the vegetables that you use as snacks and salad toppings throughout the week. You know, some pepper slices, diced cucumbers, broccoli, radishes. That's one of my faves. I love radishes. all the things that are going to taste amazing later, but that you are far more likely to eat if they are ready. Like, who doesn't love a good salad bar? It's a fact that salad tastes better when someone else makes it, right? Okay, it's not really a fact, but it does. It seems like, oh, this tastes better because I didn't have to do all the effort. It feels like that. And doing that prep ahead of time where all your veggies are chopped, it almost feels like you're not the one making the salad. You just reach on in there and you add those toppings. Oh, like my mushrooms are already chopped. Great. I've got my radish all diced up. Fabulous. There's no chopping. There's no dicing in the moment. So get some protein prepped on a weekend. Get some veggies prepped on the weekend. Makes it so much easier, so much more likely that you're going to eat it. Third way that you can do some meal prep that's not that traditional thing you might be thinking of is make some protein smoothie bags. Put as many of your ingredients for your smoothies that you make as possible in the baggies so that you can just grab them and dump them in the blender. Like, boom, it's easy. In mine, I put the frozen berries. I do like a raspberry, blueberry, strawberry kind of blend thing. I take those frozen berries, weigh and measure and put them in the baggie. I do banana. Weigh it, measure it, put it in the baggie. Chia seeds, same thing. Weigh those puppies, put them in the baggie. And some spinach, put it in the baggie. Then when I'm ready to eat it on any given day, I just dump the contents of that bag into the blender. And now I only need to weigh out the egg whites. So I put liquid egg whites in, Greek yogurt, and some water. And so in the moment, it's four less ingredients that I have to get out of the fridge and portion out. It's already done. It's just like a dump and go situation. So taking the time to do that ahead of time where you could make 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of these baggies ahead of time. So you just kind of like grab and pop them in, makes it so much easier. So there's a whole range of options when it comes to meal prep, from prepping individual meals to prepping portions of the meals, to prepping single ingredients to be used in multiple meals. See what works best in your life. Okay, that's what I have for you today. Have a wonderful week. Going to be back here again next week. Remember, the spring round of Fitter After 40 is just around the corner. Can you believe it? Spring is just around the corner. 6 weeks away until the spring round of Fitter After 40 opens. And I want to tell you, getting professional help is actually the ultimate weight loss cheat code. Having someone who's done what you want to do personally and guided hundreds of other people just like you to do that same thing, having that person give you the plan. This is how we're setting up your nutrition. This is your exact workout. And then having that person coach you through the places where you usually get stuck. What do I do about eating out? What about losing weight on the weekend? What about when my motivation is lagging? What about when my life gets busy? Having someone coach you through those places, how help you figure out how do I actually work my plan to get results? That's what you and I will do together in Fitter After 40. That's the real weight loss cheat code. Get your name on that wait list. The link is in the show notes. All right, talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Fitness Simplified podcast. I hope you found it motivational, inspirational, educational, organizational. If you did find value in this episode today, it would mean a great deal to me if you would leave a rating and review on whatever podcasting platform you are listening to this episode on. It really does help to get this podcast in front of other people. Thanks so much for being here.